So our next speaker is Dr. Tarek Makati with the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. He's going to be speaking about the change in healthcare access among patients seeking care at Chicago's sexually transmitted disease clinics after the ACA implementation.
Good morning, everyone. The first question that comes to everyone's mind, why am I presenting Chicago data? That's because that was my previous job 1 year ago. So I'm going to be talking today about the change in healthcare access among patients seeking care at Chicago STD clinics after the ACA implementation. Historically, U.S. public STD clinics serve as a safety net to high volume of diverse patients, insured or underinsured, and usually without access to routine healthcare services. As we all know, many public STD clinics experienced major budget cuts after the last economic recession, which resulted in reduction of service types or even closure at some states. A most recent national CDC survey done in 2013, just before the ACA was implemented, it surveyed around 4,500 patients at 21 STD clinics nationwide, showed that 50% of STD clinic patients were uninsured, and 40% did not have routine access to preventive care. The main aim of the ACA is to increase the routine access to healthcare services, and the main tool to acquire that is through health insurance. And over the first year of ACA, 19 million Americans gained health insurance starting October 2013. With the whole budget cuts and the ACA being implemented, it's unclear whether the need for free public STD clinics that provide sexual health to people in the United States will persist after ACA is implemented. Chicago is located in Illinois, a state with Medicaid expansion, and it serves a very high STD morbidity area. The Chicago Health Department operates 5 STD clinics, which has over 20,000 annual visits, whether it's express or MD visits. They're all on walk-in basis and it's free services. In Chicago, after the ACA was implemented, there was discussion whether the need for these free public STD clinics persists after the ACA, especially with the Medicaid expansion in Illinois and the severe budget problems in the state of Illinois. So we did this study to evaluate whether there is temporal changes in insurance status and healthcare access related to the first year of the ACA implementation among STD clinic patients, and also to describe the socio-demographic characteristics of patients and factors associated with healthcare access, and to better understand which patient population will remain without healthcare access after the first year of ACA. The methods were the following. The same CDC survey that was done in 2013, we used that questionnaire tool, and we provided it to patients waiting in the clinic room. It was anonymous and voluntary, and it was a convenient sampling method. It was done over 2 rounds. The first round was in August to October 2013, just before the ACA was implemented, when the marketplaces opened in October 2013. And then we repeated that survey 1 year later after the marketplace enrollment happened for the first year, and then we were before the second marketplace enrollment. We evaluated the main outcome of access to care through 2 questions in the questionnaire. The first question was, is there a place that you usually go to when you are sick or need advice about your health? And the second question was, is there a place that you usually go to when you need routine or preventive care, such as physical exam or checkup? The answers were both binary, yes, no, and we decided if a patient answers yes to both questions, then they have routine access to healthcare services somewhere else. We surveyed 1,718 patients. Around 42% were less than 26 years of age, 2/3 were men. Heterosexuals made around 80% of the total survey participants, and the majority were people of color, around 80%. Just over half were college educated, 1/3 were unemployed, importantly 12% were students, and we surveyed all across the 5 STD clinics. The major outcome of the survey showed that there was an increase in insurance among STD clinic patients 1 year after the ACA, where the percentage being insured of participants increased from 34% to 47%, and that was statistically significant. Also, routine access to sick and preventative care increased before and 1 year after the ACA. However, the margin of increase was not as high. It increased by 5%, which was also statistically significant. We looked at variables associated with routine access to healthcare, and we did multivariable Poisson regression analysis, and we found that insurance was the main factor that make patients have healthcare access. Insured patients were 90% more likely to have routine healthcare access compared to uninsured, and that's controlled for gender, sexual orientation, educational level, and economic status. However, controlling for insurance and other factors, some other variables remain statistically significant. Men, whether they were heterosexual or MSM, were still less likely to have routine access to care compared to women. Unemployed or people with who did not finish high school also were less likely to have routine healthcare access compared to people who were employed or college degrees. So though we have found 13% increase in insurance status, we did not find that increase similar in the healthcare access. So in a way, insurance is not the magic bullet. Many people were insured or gained insurance, however, this did not translate to healthcare access, and still those patients come to the STD clinics for their sexual health services. Many barriers could be discussed, which has been published about even if you have insurance, you're still not be able to do healthcare access, whether this is high copays, high deductibles, or your insurance plan that you gain through marketplace is not being accepted at many venues, many clinics. Also, it's important to see that disparities to healthcare access remained after ACA implementation, regardless of insurance status. Still, men do not have primary care homes to have their sexual health. Also, people with low education level may not be able to navigate the healthcare system to have primary care providers, and the unemployed might not be affording those high copays. We had limitations to our survey, just any other survey study. Recall bias can affect the major outcome. People might not remember whether they have routine access to care. However, we defined routine access to care as yes to both questions, that's less likely to happen. Also, we have done convenience sampling method. We did not look at people who did not respond to the survey. However, we found that the demographics of survey participants in both years were strikingly similar and also similar to the overall clinic population. So in conclusion, in Chicago, the need for public STD clinics is likely to persist after the ACA implementation, as disparities to healthcare access are persisting. Other health departments, especially serving high STD morbidity areas such as Chicago, should evaluate the need of services provided by STD clinics prior to make any changes in the program, because we have to evaluate our clinic population still that are still coming for care to evaluate whether they have other places they can go to for sexual health. I would like to acknowledge all my colleagues at Chicago Health Department, UIC, and the CDC, and especially the STD clinic staff and the patients. Thank you so much.